you. You're glowing.
Thank you.
I wish everyone listening could see. You are just a sight for sore eyes, a tall drink of water.
Thank you. I also have some Whispering Angel right here.
I have it. Okay, and I'm so stoked for you. I love Whispering Angel.
It's so good. Whispering Angel, if you hear this, just send me some wine.
I had Hampton Water for the other day for the first time. It was really good, too.
Also love Hampton Water. I do.
But nothing compares to Whispering Angel. Okay, so we're back today. Thanks for coming back, everybody. It is, well, I guess the date doesn't matter to anyone because no one's keeping track anymore. But it's a Wednesday. And
me and Connor were just talking about how we both, I don't remember if I said I wasn't going to drink this week. I might have, but
no, you're back. You're back. We're reverse cycling.
So I went to a party last night on a Tuesday, which I never do, but I had to go and support my girlies and my boys. I had to support, there's a new drink, Spritz. I'm not
Spritz
sure if you saw that.
Society.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yes. That boy with no job came out with, so, you know, wanted to support the whole fam. It was actually a good time. Right. A lot of people came and it was like really fun. And Spritz is made with sparkling wine instead of like vodka or something else.
Right.
It was good, you know, like it was nice. The pineapple was personally my favorite. What does your hat say?
So this is in good spirit for my mood after I came out of my little bit of a sneaky bender this weekend. It says, "Don't go to rehab, baby. You're so fun." And so when I gave up drinking on Monday, this hat came in the mail just by chance. And I was like, okay, maybe everything's going to be okay. Maybe I'll just have a drink on Friday and move on. I'm going to be with my parents for the next week. So I can't give up drinking because there's just no way that I could do that.
What? You mean like you drink more with your family?
No, I mean like I can't just go, you know, the conversations that are had with parents and the advice that's given, although they are living a very different experience. Like it's just not, I mean, can't take it sober. You know what I mean? Like the advice that our parents give us, even though it's just not relevant.
And what does your sweatshirt say?
Oh, this is like much more PG. It says, "The truth is anyone's guess and I guess love." And it doesn't make any sense to
Cute.
Me, but yeah.
Cute, innocent. Mm-hmm.
I'm big on the fall train right now. Like I tried to be like a normal human. That's like I'm living in the season that I'm living in, and I should be enjoying it. But it's starting to get really gloomy in California, and I'm not like a seasonal depression type of guy. So like I'm stoked.
It's like 100 degrees in New York, but
yeah,
like I actually like am down for fall weather. I like the breeze.
I can't wait. And it's so nice in New York in like October and beginning of November.
Do you drink pumpkin spice lattes or anything?
Nope. I don't touch a pumpkin. I'll never touch pumpkin. They gross me out.
Just so you know about me, if you ever want to like send me a gift, anything pumpkin related, obsessed. Like literally you could be a pumpkin pie, a muffin, blinds. I'm looking at my blinds. A pumpkin shaped TV. I don't know.
Did you say
anything
pumpkin blinds?
I just looked up at my blinds.
Okay.
I don't know.
What's the alcohol percentage in that wine?
I'm fine.
That you want some pumpkin flavored blinds.
I do. Connor, how is your week going so far? Like anything exciting, anything not exciting, like anything?
To be honest, it feels like the slowest week of my entire life. Like I'm just like, I wake up in the morning and I just like do my couple meetings or tasks, and then I just like honestly can't really wait to take a shower and brush my teeth and get back in bed. Like I just want this week to be over, and it's crawling and nothing bad. But what about you?
This week was good. I came back to the city because I haven't been in the city. I've been who knows where. But I feel like whenever I come back to the city, I must get my life together. Like it's like must get together. But I don't want to at the same time, you know, but for anyone that did see, I posted on my TikTok and my Instagram, a video, not sure if you saw Connor, but obviously like I was very upset the other night, and I just kind of, you know, was just saying that I'm not feeling my best, but I don't want to stop posting because I think posting connects me with everyone. And I actually like that helps me. I love staying connected with everyone, but that I'm not going anywhere. I just like always want to be transparent with my followers and always want to let everyone know like what's going on in Remy's mind.
Right. Right.
And I just like, I can't even believe the responses. Like I literally said like, please, like you don't, obviously I was just like, don't, I'm not looking for pity and
don't
I don't even want
me
to respond.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
I just needed to share. Like I needed to.
Right.
And like, I just can't even, I honestly haven't even opened my friends' messages. Like literally I've gotten thousands and thousands of messages that are like so beautiful and so kind in the past few days that like, I want to be able to go through and respond to everyone. Even like the comments on TikTok, like it's just crazy how much people care. And when I was at that event last night too, like one girl was like crying and came up to me and was like, I just want you to know like how much you, like, I don't think, like actually multiple people came up and were just like, I don't think you realize how much you affect everyone else in such an amazing way. So it's like, it's really cool to hear that from people, but like, it's so hard to think that in your own head. It's like, it, like in that moment, I'm like so thankful, but like then it still doesn't like, I don't know the word.
Well, it's cool. It seems like you have cultivated a really cool audience that like feels like they're a part of what you're doing day to day. So like that totally makes sense to me, but it is weird when it's like, no, I'm not asking you to like feel bad for me. I'm just like, for the sake of transparency, sharing the good, the bad, the ugly.
I just like, I never want to pretend that like every day is jolly and whatever, when clearly I am a very, one day is not great, the next day is great. Like that's just how I am as a person, or like how I've been. So I just want to like be transparent, and I love that everyone was like on board with that. And I just, anyone that's listening that saw that or that did message me, I just want to say thank you, because it meant a lot and that was very sweet.
Yeah. Oh, that is so nice. That's heartwarming. Yeah. I'm the exact opposite. I just won't post. If I'm not feeling it, like I don't open any social media.
Well, like, I mean, it's not, you know, for everyone. Like a lot of people,
it does make me feel better.
You don't
like,
need
it actually,
to express your emotions to millions of people, you know?
Well, my whole thing, like yesterday I was, I mean, this week's been weird. I told you, but like, it's been like, I've just been like slow. And I like texted someone on Tuesday about Monday. I was like, hey, I'm sorry about yesterday. I think I was depressed yesterday, but now I'm like, fine. When you look back, you're like, oh, I was kind of bummed yesterday. But then I start posting on social media. I'm like, oh, that did pretty well. And then I'm suddenly chipper and joyous. I'm like, oh, cool. So my mood is completely dependent on how my social is performing. But
yeah, that too.
Anyways, you know, we get like a fair amount of DMs on the talk show podcast. We got one from Sarah Paints Rappers. She wants to send us some artwork to have in the background.
Oh,
I know
I'm
moving into a new place, so I'm always open for artwork. So
down.
Need to get back to Sarah Paints Rappers. And then Jack Thomas, William Jack Thomas on Instagram said, would love to have you guys on Just Convo Pod. You guys seem amazingly interesting and random, which is just what I like.
And random.
Yeah, we are random, and that's perfect. That's so nice. And then Lucy Person asked if I need an assistant or a college intern, and I do. So I may look into that this afternoon. But
okay, good for you. Good.
Yeah, good stuff. Good stuff in the DMs. Send us some DMs.
Yeah, send us more, guys. And any cool news, features, trends for TikTok this week?
Nothing too big. TikTok made a Spotify playlist, so it's like, it's literally the top 40, because now like TikTok songs are just on the radio, and it's like the top songs every week. So they like, now TikTok is cornering another market of music, and they're making their own playlist. I'd like need to get away from TikTok songs if I'm not on TikTok, so that doesn't make sense to me.
Also, I've been using now more the rewind, fast forward feature for videos, because even when I'm watching my own, because I watch my own videos and like kind of like put myself in the shoes of other people of like what they're thinking when I watch them. And I don't want to watch myself the whole time, especially when I make a 3-minute video. So it's kind of fun to be able to like fast forward and stuff.
That would have been so useful for, I wish they would add like a slow forward button too. Because, you know, when I used to do dances on TikTok, when I used to, like, learn them, I used to download the video that I was watching, put it into Snapchat.
I'm done, Connor. I want to see the videos, and I know you have them saved somewhere.
I have them live. I would just hit them really hard. Like, the dances, I was, like, aggressively doing them. So I'd do a bit that I do now, except at the end, it would just cut from that to, like, me doing a dance for, like, 4 seconds. I'll find one. I'll play it next week. But I would save the video off of TikTok. I would upload it, or I would go to like camera roll in Snapchat and do edit video. And I would just put that in slow, like slide and put it in slow-mo. So it would be on repeat, and I would put it up on a mirror, and I'd be like, bah, 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 bah. And I still couldn't hit the whoa ever. Like, since I gave up dancing, I never was able to hit the whoa. But anyways.
Gave up dancing.
Not really. I mean, the trends this week are like, the sound. I don't know. Yeah.
I feel like at Bama Rush Chalk came down, and then we haven't had anything new and exciting since. So, yeah, but finally, like, I'm over it too.
And then what is mullet season? I haven't seen. Is mullet season something that you're aware of?
I don't think that's on my specific FYP, but I will be on the hunt for that. Don't really understand. If anyone else understands what mullet season is, please DM us,
because
I'm not really aware. But yeah, I think that's really it for like the trends. Nothing too wild this week.
Yeah. Well, sweet.
Okay.
Oh my God. I totally forgot. Today, we're all over the place today. Our guest is awesome. He is going to be so fun to have today. I'm just like stoked because it's going to be so easy to talk to him, and it's going to be so energetic. And I feel like we are just like blank canvases today, and the energy could take us for a ride. So our guest, without further ado, TikTok legend.
Lewis, where the hell are you?
Oh my God. I'm like choking.
Wait, where is he? Where are you?
I'm right here. Sorry.
Oh, there you are. No worries.
I was like choking on my own spit.
This is the most we've been in person.
I know. I'm like kind of upset that we've never actually have seen each other yet.
Are you drinking by any chance? Because I'm drinking some Whispering Angel.
Should I go grab something?
I kind of want you to.
I think you should. Guys, stay tuned. You don't want to miss what we have coming up next with today's guest after this short break.
Guys, Lewis just got some alcohol because, you know, honestly, for anyone like listening, Connor, that's been listening, I think they like, it sounds like me and you are alcoholics or something, but I don't like, just because every week we keep discussing this, but I swear like we're not, you know, maybe you, not me, but
it's a term that has been used and abused, but I don't know.
But it's a Wednesday afternoon. We're just trying to have fun. I have my wine, like we're all here and we're very excited because Lewis has joined us. I've been talking to Lewis now for like months, but we've never been on this level of like video chatting, and we've also never met in person. And my time is running out because Lewis is moving soon. Lewis, where are you moving?
Where are you moving?
I am moving to LA, the Burbank area, finally. So yeah, I'll be on the West
Lewis,
Coast.
I was going to say, so you and Remy, you've been on the East Coast with Remy for however long, and now you're going to move to LA, and now I'm going to probably hang out with you before Remy hangs out with you.
Honestly, Remy, we could hang out. We have a few weeks, but...
We need to try. We do need to try because did you go to the last little... We have like a little group chat, Connor, you're not a part of because you're on the West
Coast.
That's
okay.
And it's like East Coast TikTokers, and there's a few of us in it, random, and like we love random, so it's fun. And they did a meetup one night. Did you attend that, Lewis? Because I couldn't.
I did. So it was me, Kate, Rod, and Alyssa. So we went to like, I met up with Kate first, and then I went with her. We got plastered at a restaurant beforehand. We didn't even think that like, oh, we still have to go eat dinner and drink more. And we get there and Alyssa's like by herself at the bar and we're like stumbling in. It was insane.
Wait, and then how did like Erica Priscilla show up? Like I saw she was there later.
That was the weekend after. So the weekend before that, we met up with actually Pilot Pete. And I think his name's Derek. So Rod is like good friends with them. And they just kind of like walked up to us. And I was like, this is interesting. Like I never thought this group of people would be together in the same place getting drunk. Like it was insane.
That's what TikTok does. It brings a bunch of random people together, which is a beautiful thing.
That's always so funny when like you end up in a room and you look around and it's like, oh, there's like 15 people here. And it's because like we post videos on the internet. And that's the reason we're all here. Otherwise we would not be anywhere near each other, probably.
Not be here.
Exactly. I would have never thought.
Yeah. So, Lewis, for anyone that doesn't know you, when did you start on TikTok? Is TikTok like your main platform? Is that how you start on social media? Do you do that for a living or do you have another job as well?
Yeah. So I started like actively being on TikTok. I want to say like first week of April of the pandemic. So what was that, 2020? But I had been on the app in 2019, but just like looking at my friends doing it, just watching stuff. I didn't really understand it. And then I started doing YouTube actually first. I started doing YouTube. I did it January 2020. got all my cringy videos out of the way. I still have them up. They're ridiculously cringy. And then I just posted one of my videos, went viral, didn't want to be a one-hit wonder, kept doing it. But it's not my main source. It is my primary platform, but I'm trying to do obviously other ones. But I work actually in
digital. Wait, TikTok or YouTube is your main one now?
TikTok is my main platform. Okay. Yeah. But I actually work as a digital coordinator for Viacom CBS International. So I do work like
No way.
Yeah. So I like work in the industry with like MTV, Nickelodeon, and Comedy Central, mainly international. But more on the sales, ad sales, digital, but pitching content and stuff like that. So I'm in it in two ways, but obviously one would be nice to be full time.
Yeah, I work with Viacom here in LA.
Oh, you do.
Yeah.
Have you been on a Comedy Central?
I haven't, but we've been talking about it. I don't know where that is. I just do the MTV Snapchat series right now. It's Bob Quiz. It's been on, just living on Snapchat for weeks now. And it's so fun. And that team is awesome. Are you going to be working with them when you move to LA?
So I'm actually going to be working remotely out of the New York office.
Gotcha.
In the event positions open or something like that, I'm going to look into it. But I will be full remote starting September 23rd. I'm full remote now, but like permanent full remote.
And how does your job feel about you doing TikTok? Like, do they know you do it? Is it a secret? Like, what's the deal?
It was a secret for a little bit of time. I didn't tell anybody just because I didn't think anything of it yet. Like, I was hitting, like, I think I hit 100K and I was like, holy shit, like, I need to do something with this. But I didn't want to tell my, I didn't want there to be like that conflict of interest that I was putting more effort into it. But then as I grew, I think I started mentioning it to my boss, like, oh yeah, I have followers or whatever. And then when I hit a million, I actually was doing something. I'm actually in charge of like our TikTok strategy now. So I was collecting all of our TikTok accounts and putting them into this like data tracker. And I was like, fuck it, I'm putting mine in. So I put mine in. And when we had like a leadership meeting with like my bosses, my boss's boss, and they brought it up and all of my content was ahead of MTV International, Nickelodeon International, and Comedy Central International. And I'm like sweating. I'm like, oh no, this is not good. And everybody now watches my stuff. They all follow me. It helps me with my job. Like I'm doing pitching ideas for our brand. So
it's amazing. Right.
Silver lining.
For sure. Good. Yeah, absolutely. I'm glad. And I think you do a really good job of your content is like relevant. So that's probably so valuable for the teams there.
So I started mainly in the celebrity space because I just was comfortable in it. So I would do all my research, it's research, not rehearsed. Like a lot of what I say is very off the cuff. Like I try to think based on what I've read.
Right.
But then I've just kind of evolved it into like, I don't want to just be known as like this celebrity pop culture guy. Like I just want to be known as me. Like I, there's so much more to me than that.
Yeah, totally. And I think personally, my favorite, and back to being alcoholics, my favorite stuff you do, I was like going through stuff this morning. Like, again, I'm not drinking this week. I don't know. You missed that part, but I'm just like taking a little hiatus.
A nice cleanse.
I'm like, yeah, nice little cleanse. I'm like looking at all these Dunkin' drinks that I can just dump a little shooter into. I'm like, that's just like, sounds so good and refreshing. And it's like, oh my God, I'm going to do all of those drinks that you have, especially the coffee. Your one video where you're like, it was a perfect loop, by the way. Like it was like bone chilling how perfect the loop was, where you're like, time to wake up and black out.
Oh, that one. So I just posted that one yesterday. That was one of my most viral drink videos from like November. I was like deep in COVID. Like I was like, I need to just black out. And I reposted it because it obviously is such a good drink.
Yeah.
Yeah, like it's so easy to just go pay like a dollar. I'm looking at all my shooters up there that I'm like, what do I do next? Go get a shooter, use my app, get some free coffee and have a good time.
I love that.
Have you two talked before like through TikTok or social media or anything or is it no?
No, this is our first time.
Yeah, in person, but it feels so right.
Love that.
I've been an avid Fibula follower for a while now, actually. I've watched your stuff since you actually met up with Kat and Brooke.
So I watched them. Oh, yeah.
You guys were all together and I was like, oh, like I should follow him. They all seem the same. So I've been following you ever since.
I mean, I think that's how I found you too. Like from Brooke. She's really like the star. And then you kind of just like,
I'm just riding on the coattails behind her. Yeah.
I love when people are like, you guys are the same person, just different fonts. Like that's literally to a T that group of people.
Yeah. No, I still have comments every day. It's like, why does this person sound exactly like you? Like, you need to meet this dude. I'm like, you do. Oh my God. I feel like there's like a second full wave of people now that are like joining TikTok right now. And they're like really out of the loop. And it's freaking me out because like there's also a second whole wave of like viral people that are joining and blowing up right now. And I'm like, no. Just stop.
Stop. You're kind of freaking me out because I never thought that like, like eventually we're going to be old news. That's kind of scary.
Well, like people commenting that are like, oh my God, like you're just like this person. I'm like, we've been talking about that since March of 2020. Like, yeah, of course. And I'm like,
where have you been?
Oh, crap.
Like, that's the thing, though. Like, a lot of people, I think a lot of people, though, go through that. Like, I get the comparison to, I know there's a creator who does similar stuff to me, like in the celebrity space. And we've talked about it in the group chat. I don't want to name because, like, me and him are actually really good friends and, like, we play off of each other. But you get the comparisons. You're always going to get it because there's always going to be someone, you know, looking at your stuff and thinking how to do better.
Yeah. And people try and like also back you up if they're a real fan. Like they'll be like, and I didn't ask for that because I also don't, they don't realize I'm friends with some of these people. So they'll like comment and be like, you're copying Remy at Remy Bader. And I just am like, oh, now I used to like not say anything. And then I realized like I should. So like I'll comment and be like, no, like they're amazing. Like, no, like kind of thing. Because it's very nice that these people are like defending me. But like we all have similar senses of, like, I guess not everyone, but I'm saying there's people that have a similar sense of humor, talk the same. Like, it just happens. It's a huge platform.
There has been recently a couple videos that, like, well, I told you about that one, Remy. There's this dude that was doing my exact videos
and saying
the lines. And
okay, sometimes it's annoying when people are,
I followed him back, but I never said anything because I don't care.
Yeah.
And, like, everyone was tagging me in the video, like, this is your video. Like, he's just reciting the lines.
Oh, I've called people out.
I'm just like, go for it. Cause like people that have followed me are, like, know that I said that, but like, there's also some people that do the exact same things and then it gets reposted on Instagram and their video has like a billion views. And I'm like, oh, well that was my like,
but guys be careful because if you don't care, whatever, but I used to make little snarky comments on people's like, or just do like, I would just make a little face, like one of those little emojis and stuff, like just being like trying to say like, or just a big smiley face, like just showing like you're copying me. That's all I would say. And then people, like there was one, the most negative ever, which I remember, Lewis, I texted you guys that day, but there was one day I had like three videos made about me. Like it was just like people were being really mean and people were saying like, Remy's getting defensive, people are copying her, she didn't start this, all this stuff. And I was like, you know what? I'm never saying anything again, because if you give people that attitude or whatever, they're just going to give it right back to you and they're giving you a reason. Like, it's like better to say
you
nothing.
You just have to not care. Yeah.
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 Even if you don't care.
I had one person that I handle it a certain way. Now I used to clap back with no repercussions because I was smaller, but now I'm like, I have this spotlight and this one person literally copied my series name to a T, the way I said things, my exact jokes. I was like, okay, there's no way this is a coincidence because you follow me. Like you follow me and comment on the stuff. So I was just like, hey.
Oh, Lewis, the one dude that I'm talking about that was doing several of my videos. Like I'm okay with one and people would tag me in it. And I'm like, he's obviously seeing that I'm seeing. The algorithm is wild. But then when I followed him, just so he would see that I'm like watching his stuff, he DM'd me and was like, damn, I guess I can't keep copying your videos now.
Yeah,
like, you savage.
Like, it's like one thing to like take the idea and like recreate it, like to make it your own, but like to do the language down to the jokes to a T, like that's too much.
It is scary. I agree.
Well, Lewis, we have a little game for you, maybe a few, but we'll start with one.
I love games.
Great. So I'm going to say a category and you're going to say three things that fall into that category, like as fast as you can, I guess.
Okay. Oh, Jesus. It's like 5 second rule.
Three things you cannot stop doing no matter how hard you try.
Drinking, going to the gym, and drunk snacking.
Well, you're fast.
That's like a healthy combo.
You're the fastest we've had.
Yeah, that was so fast.
Yeah. The drinking one I want to say, because I'm going to get the don't make alcohol your personality trait comments all the time. I wanted to take like a 2 month break, but then everybody's like, you're leaving. Like, we need to go out. We need to have fun. I'm like, you're right.
Oh, the going away, it never ends.
So are you going to do that when you get to LA and like not drink when you get there?
no, I need to celebrate that I'm there. Like, it's just like, and it's become a part of my brand now where I have to go and get a drink and dump something in it.
Understandable.
Yeah, you can't not. It's the same with fibula. Like, I could stop if I want because it's not a part of my brand, but like, you two can't stop, unfortunately. Unless like you really have to and it's a serious issue, but for now, no.
I'm the most resilient I'll ever be.
Three things that are more easily accomplished with alcohol.
Oh, getting on an elevated surface, dancing, and drinking more.
It's good. Three things that do not smell good but taste delicious.
Oh, shit. Tequila. I want to say sometimes beer. Like, I had a Bud Light yesterday and I was like, damn, that actually tastes pretty good, but it kind of smells like shit. And salmon. Like, healthy balance.
Nice.
Healthy balance.
three things you can lick but not bite.
Oh, Jesus Christ. My mind is like in the gutter at the moment. Okay, ass. You like, why would you bite ass?
It's true.
You can lick, but
wait,
not
I feel like
bite.
There's like a really like simple one that you're not saying.
Ice cream. If you bite ice cream, go to jail. and a lollipop.
Yes, that's what I was waiting for.
If you bite a lollipop, what is wrong with you?
Yeah.
Like, what is wrong with you? I wore braces for a long time, so I don't need to break my teeth.
Okay. Three things that do not get better with age.
That do not get better with age. Hangovers. And oh my God. I feel like your metabolism. I feel like I'm like slowing down as I eat more.
Your brain works really well. Like, this is crazy how fast
I can't do. I like 100%. I have like a really slow in the moment brain and like couldn't even answer one of these. Three things people do when no one is looking.
Pick their nose. Fart. And for me personally, like if somebody leaves like a drink on the table, I drink it. Sometimes people are watching. Actually, pre-COVID, we were at like a huge party in March and I saw a table with drinks on it. Nobody drank them. And I snatched it and I ran like a full vodka crayon. I was like, I don't care what happened to this. Now I would care.
Wait, can I tell you that? When I was like, even when you're not going to believe me, but like, I never picked my nose. Like, even when I was younger, like, never, ever, ever took part in that.
Oh, no, I still don't.
Oh, I'm in the car, like, fist in my head and my nose. Well, I've also, like, nothing in there.
Like, Remy, you know, I just got my nose, my septum fixed. So, like, now it's like sensitive. So, I'm like, now I'm.
Tell everyone what happened and what happened post that.
Yeah, so I actually noticed this because of TikTok. I was filming videos and I could hear, I would obviously listen to myself back and my nose would whistle, or you could actually hear me not be able to breathe. And I was like, I sound ridiculous, but I would still post them, whatever. So I then
even though none of us ever realized that, it was probably just you realizing that.
Such a personal thing that I was like, I feel this. When I was in high school though, I actually got headbutted during a soccer game my senior year. Pretty sure it broke like on contact because I couldn't open my eyes. I was crying. But of course, like the athletic director was like, you're fine. Cause we were like going into playoffs. Like I would have to sit out my senior year. So probably healed wrong. Went in for my septum surgery, which they just break the septum. They don't redo the nose. And then I had a week long recovery that was absolute fucking hell. Like I had to sleep sitting up. I had the worst sore throat. I woke up during the anesthesia and tried to rip them off my nose, and then I ripped out my IVs. So it was quite the journey.
And were you were allergic to the anesthesia, or what happened? Or you just had a bad reaction to it?
The lead up to it wasn't good, just because they took my blood pressure and it was like 90 over 30. And they're like, yeah, that's not okay. And I'm like, well, it's normally low and you're telling me not to eat. So then they got it up with fluids. And I think because of that, the anesthesia didn't fully like knock me out. So I woke up and I actually told them, because I kept trying to hit my face as they were in the middle of the process. I was like, handcuff me, because it hurts. Like, I can't do this. They knocked me back out.
Well,
God.
I can say is you're better now. I'm so happy that you recovered, because I was like, I don't read everything. I like stories and stuff all the time. But if I see something, I'm like, I'll just message a person. I like felt annoying to you because like you clearly were explaining what happened, but I just saw you looked like you were having a hard time. And I'm like, what happened? And
it was
like,
horrible.
But yeah, I felt really bad, but I'm happy we're past that now. Guys, don't go anywhere. We'll be right back after this short break. What's like the worst thing that someone, like, do you get affected by any like negative comments or anything? Like, what's something like that does affect you, or do you usually not care?
So like I said, when I first started, I think my brand when I first started was to be very polarizing and clap back at people, and people loved it. People were like, I'm here for the comments. But then I was like, I need to grow up. And if you look at me back when I was doing that to now, I really don't care, because I do think of the fact that more comments is more push. But the one thing that did tick me off a little bit is that I don't put much of my personal life on any social media. Maybe on my Instagram stories, I do talk about things, but like, I don't really date. I don't really do any of that. And I actually did an ad with Bumble, and I did it with my friend Amanda. Like, she helped me from LA. Like, we did like a, we went to Mexico. It was a whole thing. And people in the comments were just like questioning me and asking me things. And I'm like, you would never ask like your best friend these things. You would never ask a family member these things. So why are you feeling the need to comment on it? But in the end, I was like, why am I even responding to these people? Because one, never told them about my personal life, anything about me in that way. And it ended up making the ad do phenomenal. So I was like, you know what? Fuck all of you.
Yeah. Like,
that's just the mentality I have.
Yeah. Is there a reason that you don't want to share personal things? Is it just like you like having your TikTok for more of just like the fun of what it is, and you don't want to share more than that?
Yeah, I think TikTok for me is the fun. It's my escape from like my regular job. I occasionally, like, obviously I'm going to tell you guys like my job is, and like, I don't care that people know where I work, but sometimes I just refrain because I don't trust people on the internet at all. I think I trust only like the other people who are in the same position as me, like you guys, like anybody I've met. I just also don't, I've never been that open about things like that. I've just, even in high school and college, I never really wanted people knowing my business. And I've been pretty good at it. And it's not like it's a secret. It's more of just like a preference.
Well, now that you're all of your coworkers and employers are watching, that's like an added piece to it.
Oh, true. Too. You can't be like, oh, had a rough day at work. Well, you wouldn't anyways, because you know, yeah, it would be weird to like be, if you were to, I mean, it wouldn't be weird if you decided to, but like, you know who's watching, like you think of those specific people.
Well, I did do a video that like kind of like,
I saw that. That's what I was going to say.
I had two videos that one of them definitely like shook me up a little bit, but I did a video where I was like, big announcement, everybody. Like, I've quit my job to become like a full-time, and everybody's going to think I'm going to say content creator. I was like, to be a full-time broke bitch, because I have nothing else going for me. It got brought up in my meeting where my boss was, a bunch of other like important people. And like, someone's like, yeah, my nanny saw your video. And I was like, oh, which one? The Selena Gomez one? She's like, no, the one you said you were going to quit your job. I was like,
oh my God.
I was like, and I literally like, I snapped. I was like, you have to know that everything I say like is comedy. Like, it's a joke. I would never. And clearly you didn't get the butt end of the joke. Like, you must have just heard one part of it. And then the other one where I was like, when your boss is out of office, but he is for 2 weeks. So I'm not lying.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's so weird.
Connor, do you want to do the Guess Who Celeb Edition with Lewis?
Yeah, wait, let me just get a read here. Like, are you at your core, are you like a pop culture celebrity connoisseur, would you say?
I guess the way I know a lot about just pop culture, just because the way I went to school producing the Entertainment News show, I'm very interested in it. I keep up with news. So yeah, I've done random facts and stuff like that. Like, I think I could figure it out.
Okay. Well, there are a couple of random facts hidden in these questions that, and like, I wish you the best on your journey through this. But this is Guess Who. I'm going to give you a little piece. These are some things that I never, okay. Singer with four nipples.
Oh, shit. Can I ask if it's a girl or a guy? I think it's a guy.
Yeah, it is a guy.
Singer with four nipples. Oh, my God. Is it... I feel like I just read about this. Oh, my God.
I
mean,
I have three.
You have I have three, too. Yeah, I have, like, one of those moles. Like, you know, like, it's like a mole, but it's like a third nipple.
Yeah, but there's, like, their third nipple. So, like, someone has four, and he's hot, and, like, everyone loves him.
Is it Harry Styles?
Yeah. Oh, my God. What the hell?
I was like, I 100% just read about this. Don't ask why.
Just like on the nipple thing still, Remy, a genuine question. If you went to, like, is your nipple, third nipple showing? Like, if you go to the beach, do you need to wear, like, another bikini?
No, it's under my boob, so you would see it, but, like, it's cute and tiny, and there's not a boob around it, so you wouldn't, like, know what it is unless I was, like, look up close. It looks like a nipple.
I'm, like, trying to find mine. I think it's on this side.
I think it's third nipple.
I think it's really trendy.
Yeah, I think we're really, like, you know, trailblazers for this. Like, everybody needs to have one.
Okay, I mean, obviously, it's 2 out of 3 of us here have a third nipple, so I'm a little bit on the minority side.
But I
see you, I hear you, and I stand with you.
Thank you. That's all you could do.
Okay, so this person has a bathtub shaped like her body.
That's very niche.
Yeah.
It's got to be somebody weird.
She's extremely famous and extremely wealthy.
You said singer?
No.
Just a celebrity.
This individual. Yeah. Mega celebrity. Like A-list.
I'm getting like Angelina Jolie vibes. Like, but
okay. It's Oprah. But
Yeah. She's
I wouldn't have put Oprah in the, like, you know, I put her in like a Martha Stewart.
Yeah, she was like more like public, like, figure. I feel like I give her public diva. Figure now.
Yeah. Okay. This singer likes to collect locks of other celebrities' hair.
Oh, fuck. if you see these in a video, I'll credit you guys because this is hysterical. it's a singer. It's got to be a guy because that's weird. I feel like it's not. Are they current?
Yeah.
Paul McCartney?
You asked, are they current? And then you said Paul McCartney.
I feel like he's still kind of current. Like, he's out there. He's doing his thing.
He is about to croak any second now, unfortunately. But
he's youthful and he's ready to go.
Okay, I saw him at a festival in whatever the year that we could see festivals before hell opened up, and he was like singing "Live and Let Die," and he was like standing, and it was the only time he stood the whole concert, and he was like,
"Imagine if he went in that moment."
Paul, just sit down. I know that would have been insane, but this is Katy Perry. Who collects locks of other celebrities' hair.
I'm like, see, I was good with the quick stuff. Now I'm like, I'm trying to think of my celebrity facts and I'm like melting.
It's okay. I mean, you're 1 out of 4 like bizarre facts. So this one, I want to see if you can get it because I didn't know this. This singer's name at birth is Destiny Hope.
Miley.
Yeah, that's insane. Is that real?
Yeah. So it was Destiny and then... I want to say it was Destiny Hope Cyrus. And then because her name was Miley on the show, she like adopted that and then was like, screw it, like permanent. I did because that's like a series I do. I do like the names. Pretty sure that was what I read. Still odd.
Okay. It's incredible that you knew that. Well, then let's do one more name and then we'll move on. But this singer / songwriter's real name is Abel McConan Tesfaye.
That is, I got roasted for this one. That's The Weeknd.
Yeah, that is The Weeknd. Why'd you get roasted?
Because I Google how to say the names, and for some reason, I still say them wrong, apparently. So his fans were like ripping me to shreds. They're like, don't say his name if you don't know it. And I'm like, listen, you say their names and get on a soapbox and do it yourself. Like, I could try my best. I'll have the automatic thing do it if you want. It'll be worse.
Yeah, no, I also think that like people... whose names, you know, if you go to Italy and I go there and my name's Connor, they're going to say it wrong. And I make whatever.
Yeah.
Get over it.
I just realized this is the longest I haven't talked.
Oh yeah. Chime in anytime you want to chime in.
No, I don't know. I was really like focused. And then I was like, wait, why am I not speaking?
I know. I'm like one-on-one-ing over here with Lewis.
I know.
Well, Remy, I want to ask one of our,
wait, Connor, before you say that, I was like thought it was funny before. And I put on my story, did you see that when you were talking? I said, before Lewis came on, I said, just wondering if anyone has questions for my boyfriend. And I zoomed into your face and now I got a few questions, but we could do that later.
do them now. I think it's great.
I want to hear it. I need
to listen to questions.
Let's see what anyone said. Okay, well, there's a few. All right. How can I date him, please and thanks? Approach if see him or no.
Connor, you got some girls for question. You.
Oh, is that me?
Yeah, these are for you.
These are for me?
Yeah.
We're playing matchmaker. Oh. We got some ladies lined up for you.
Oh, geez. Well, I'm like sitting here being like, Lewis, spit it out. Like, what? Should people approach you?
People would see me and be like, hello? Like, what?
Well, people have no problem
Connor,
approaching
me. Answer the question, approach if see or no.
Yeah, I love talking to people.
Someone else said, can he date me? Someone said, what do you think of the Ella and Jake scandal?
Oh, God.
Someone said, can he just move to New York already? My friend, don't. Daniela said,
I know, I have to wait for Lewis.
Can you tell him? I DM'd him during quarantine and he never responded. Can he date me? Can he date me? Why doesn't he move to New York? Is he single? Will he date me? Does he want to date me? Yeah, if he will date me. And then someone said, oh my God, ask him if he remembers the girl dancing Friday night on the rocks and falling.
Yeah, I do.
That's memorable.
Because this girl was full blown, like, and it's a little hazy, but I like, she comes up to me and we're like dancing or whatever. And I'm like, oh, like I'm going to dance with this girl. I don't know. It was like kind of funny. And I was like, oh, like I was going to like kiss like one does. And then, then her friend comes up and grabs her. She's like, you have a boyfriend. And I was like, okay, I'm going to go. And like, I think she did fall or something, but
karma instant.
I actually think that someone took a video of that, but again, long weekend. So I can't remember, but
wait, actually I do want to bring something up. So, were you at a restaurant, Connor, were you with Cody Co?
Yeah.
Okay. So my roommate that I'm living with in LA, her name's Amanda. She was actually at the same restaurant and I had told her I was doing this. And she was like, it's so weird that the day you told me, I saw them at that restaurant. Like she didn't come up to you. Cause she's obviously like, she's not like that, but she was like, yeah, like I saw them like eating dinner. And I was like, that's wild that like happens in the same day.
The timing is so bizarre. Yeah. Yeah, we were in Venice Beach. It was a lovely outing in Venice. Hang tight. We will be back in a second after this quick break.
Well, we did get a few questions for you. You kind of answered this before, but how do you come up with your content ideas and do you do research? You kind of said that you do and then you kind of, or like, but you wing it in the moment. Like, tell us more about how you come up with everything.
Yeah. So I want to say like the celebrity stuff, I really have to sit and think about, like, I'm like, what is something interesting about a celebrity that everybody wants to know? A weird food combo, their actual name, you know, how many houses do they have? Like how much their engagement ring was, whatever. That stuff is researched. I always say it's not rehearsed because I take bullet points, but
researched.
I don't like watching content where I can tell people are reading off of something. Right. I had to do like reading off of a prompter, but then also doing live hits and stuff like that. So I learned how much better it sounds when it's off, you know, off the dome.
You would never even think you research it. Like you truly do such a good job of like, going.
Thank you. Yeah. That makes me feel good. Cause I'm like always worried that people are like, he's reading.
No, I don't think anyone thinks that.
But for like the content that I don't do that stuff, it's so in the moment, like the drinks, the rants in my car. Like I was like, the main places that I think are on the treadmill when I'm walking, like on an incline, I think of things and I start typing on my phone. My notes page is a battlefield. And in the shower, I'm like thinking and I'm like, oh, like I can't write anything down right now.
I think in the shower a lot too.
I'm like, a big shower thinker.
I'm like a god in the shower. I'm like, my brain won't work all day.
God in the shower.
I'm like,
exactly.
Oh my God, wait. The note pages.
It's like, because you're like the most truly relaxed.
Yeah. It really is like so crazy to me and interesting. Like everyone that comes on and hearing their process. And it makes me like feel like, I don't know, like instead of just being like, oh, we're TikTokers. Like it really is like every single person that does this is super creative. And like, it's really cool.
We are writers.
Like,
we're writers and we're performers.
Yeah, no, it's really cool. Like I've said so many times, I wing a lot of my stuff. Connor like truly writes like scripts kind of, and then he'll do it. And I think that's so like, even how you're saying like you have your own way of like researching and then the bullet points and like, it's so crazy.
It's really, it really is cool. It is really cool.
Yeah. I always say too, like when people follow me and are like, oh, like I'm a new follower. My thing to them is always like, welcome to the mess, because that's truly what it is. Like
yeah.
Every thought is just a messy situation. Everything I do is just chaotic. And unless it's the celebrity stuff that's researched, right. Everything else is just like, oh, I'm going to go to Dunkin' today. And if it works out, it works out. If it doesn't, it doesn't.
So I love that though. That's
going cool. off of that though, if you would, me and Connor ask this to everyone, but like, if you were to give yourself like a TikTok award,
if it was like the Emmys or the Oscars and it was like most blank or like a superlative,
what would you give yourself?
Like, I honestly think he did give it to himself, and I'm going to see what he says, but
I have two that come to mind, and I think brand wise, like the messiest, like the most messy, I feel like at times, because it is really just all over the place. But in another way, like I always say to myself, like I pride myself in how resilient I am with, like, I constantly feel like sometimes like apps work against me. Like I have these awful breaks of time, but I'm always in the moment. Like, you would have never been dealt this hand like any other time. Like, fuck it. Start posting shit. Who gives a shit? Mm-hmm. Like, have fun. But I would say personal brand wise, like messiest, like 100%.
I love that.
I think it's your bio on Instagram.
Oh, brutally honest.
What is your bio? Yeah.
Brutally honest.
Yes.
I think.
Oh, that's good.
It's most brutally honest. Like, you don't really hold back. It's like, you say it how it is. I like that.
Yeah. Like I always say to my friends too, like they always read that bio and are like, that's so true. Just because I am authentic. I really don't want people to meet me and be like, oh, he's nothing like he is. I think a lot of the time people do meet me, especially like Remy at Flynn's that day I like voice memoed you. The most amount of people came up to me that day and were like pleasantly surprised, because I am brutally honest, but I'm not an asshole. And I think that's a distinction.
I would never think, but I would never think you're an, I mean, I get why maybe some people that are just like, whoever on the internet would be like, wow, he's a dick or something if they thought that. But like, if you're like a normal, I don't know the word, I was going to say intuitive, but I don't think that makes sense. Like a normal person, like you would understand, like you're doing this as entertainment. You're sassy and funny and like quick with it, but it doesn't, would in no way make you be like, oh, you're going to be mean if I approach you in person. I would approach you because I was like a fan of yours. My sister actually was is obsessed with you. Like my sister is like always like, do this with Lewis. Like you need to hang out. You need to collab with Lewis and like all this stuff.
Remy, I'm telling you, this collab.
I know I've never collabed with anyone, but we could do something funny.
We really could. I had it in my mind. And if you want
to
talk about it.
You can come to my apartment. It's just disgusting here. I always talk about it, but like you're welcome.
Remy, I was thinking like we do, like you do a plus size haul, like your realistic hauls, like all that stuff. And I was like, you know, when you show the picture beforehand?
Yeah.
You'd be like, another realistic haul, whatever. You show the picture, but then it's me doing the pose. Wait, that you're dying on the, so but then funny. you do the review. Like you.
Wait,
you
that
do.
Actually would be the funniest
thing. I love thing. That.
You know what would be even funnier though? Well, we would need to do you, but I'm just saying like, that's making me think too of like the other people in our chat too. Like if it every time with in that one video,
different
was, like,
person.
You, then Kate, then someone. Okay. Well now we're giving it away.
Nobody needs to know. It was a joke.
When are you leaving? When are you leaving for LA?
I leave September 23rd.
Okay. We have time.
Yes.
You have so much time. You have over a month.
Also, I hate to break up this conversation, but someone just DM'd me, Connor, a friend of mine from college, and goes, my sister kissed him at Parker House.
Yep, that tracks as well. I'm not allowed to go back to Parker House.
I'm fucking dead. Like, get it together. Do you even know who that is? Or you've like kissed like multiple people at Parker House?
We talked about approachability. I think us three specifically are some of the most approachable people that anyone can come up to, and I welcome it every single time. Parker House was overwhelming, and that would be the one place where I'd be like, can everyone leave me alone? But I didn't. I was just like, okay, yeah, I'll take a shot with you. And then obviously I made out with your friend's sister. So, and then I was escorted out of the building. So
that would have been
a great time to like draw a boundary.
Connor, can you ask your favorite question?
I want to ask my favorite question because I'll forget if I don't ask right now. So this is another question we ask everybody. It's like my favorite question because it gives me chills. So it's called the butterfly effect question. It's so like, what has been for you the craziest, like come to Jesus moment where you're looking around or you're in a situation or you get a text, you get a message, whatever, where you're like, whoa, this is crazy. This is happening right now. I'm in this situation because of that first video that I posted on TikTok.
Yeah. I've had a few like little things, but there was one day where it like really hit me. I mean, the day that I hit 1 million followers was wild to me because I hit it at like a bar. I hit it actually getting dinner with my friends. Like I was, that was the day I wasn't drinking. And I was like, I'm not going to drink. I'll be, you know, chill.
Right.
And my friend Amanda from LA was like, oh my God, congrats. And like, I hadn't even thought. And I was like, oh, like about what? She's like, you've got to be kidding. Like, go look at your TikTok. And I had hit 1 million and all my friends like, freaked out and were like shots. So I was like, fine, I'll drink. Like whatever, you know,
twist my arm.
But the day after that, I was actually like, it was all at once. Like this whole weekend was wild. And I hit the 1 million. And then I was featured in the Daily Mail, the Sun, the Mirror, like the Daily Mail UK. Like I was all over the place. And I was like, if we're like a crazy, stupid video I did in my car. And I was like, what is happening? This would have, I would have never thought this would happen if I just picked up my phone. Like I should have done this earlier.
Right.
Yeah.
That's
but
so
you know
funny.
What? I think that like it truly was timing. And like, I always say this, like I hate to say that in ways the pandemic was good for people, but yes, bad thing. So many bad things came out of it. But for some people that were in a, maybe a, having a hard time or in a rut or something, like figured out their shit during this time. And I think it's like, you can also, you're also allowed to be thankful for like a break in your life that we never thought that we would have.
Yeah. Right. And it's so funny that you bring that up too, because like literally right before the pandemic, I was like going to my job and I was like in my mom's car, she was dropping me at the train station. I started like hysterical crying because I was like, I just feel like I have no purpose. I feel like I'm living the same day every day. Mm-hmm. Nothing is interesting to me right now. And the pandemic was like a weird wake up call where I was like, figure your shit out. And,
like level playing field for everybody. Like yeah, it's time like, right now. Yeah.
It's a reset for you in the worst way possible, obviously, but like it's a reset. Take advantage of the negative and make it into a positive. And that was like, that was the best thing for me.
I must have had the exact same situation. I was at my last job applying to jobs all day for like 6 hours. I was like, I need to get out of here. I need a new job. I'm sitting at my job. Like, I'm going to go take lunch. No one ever was like, where are you after like 3 hours? I'm just applying to writing cover letters for other jobs. Then I got let go.
Always applying.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. So. It's wild. Like, I love my job and I'm so grateful to have like them keep me during a pandemic. Right. I think it was a little different because I was international. So like, I didn't get the hit that some of my friends got, like they lost their jobs.
Right.
Yeah.
But I just, it's wild how far I've come. And like, I look at my content from April of 2020 and I look at it now and I'm like, not only did I physically change, but just like mentally, emotionally, and like my confidence is so much beyond what I ever thought it would be.
Well, that's what I was going to say. Like, do you feel overall, do you think TikTok made you like happier as a person? Or would you say it just, it's boosted your confidence? Like what is the main thing that it did for you?
Yeah. I think as a whole, it made me look at success differently. So people are like gauging their success based on views, based on followers, based on brand deals. And I like look at it and I'm like, yes, that's all important for like the grand scheme of it all. But in the end, like, am I happy with what I'm doing? Am I excited every day to get up and make content? If the answer is yes, then I'm successful. The other stuff will come. And if it doesn't, that's what life is. Like things happen for a reason. I think happiness is my measure of success. And I am the happiest I've probably ever been. Obviously the negatives take you down, but like, this is just like, I'm moving to LA. Like I still have a job. Like I'm making content. Like I thought like I would just be working and doing the same day over and over again for the rest of my life.
Well,
wow. Good for you. No, I'm going to cry.
So am I. Like, I'm like, no. I need to go take a nap.
Good for you. Yeah. This is going to take it out of me today.
And you're awesome. You like make people,
legend.
I think just laugh and happy. And like, that's what better thing could you do than just like make people laugh and stuff. And I love you and I'm happy you and Fibula now are friends and going to connect.
Seriously,
in LA.
Me too.
Let's link up.
I really appreciate you coming on.
Yeah. We'll all get something going when you're both here in October.
Yeah. I appreciate you guys so much. You guys are also amazing. Love you guys too. So thanks for having me on.
But I wish I could hug you right now.
We're doing, you're going to come over and we're going to figure this out.
100%.
Yeah, I can't wait to see that. Before we let you go, do you have anything that you want to, so your handles and everything we'll share, but anything exciting coming up, any projects, anything, any spaces to watch?
I do have something coming next Monday, for astrology. It is a brand deal that I've been like working on. It's hysterical. Like when you guys see it, you guys are going to be like, what the fuck? But also,
this is amazing. Can't wait.
It's one of my biggest for me, which was, it was like not brand, like the brand is great. Love them. But like biggest, just like in terms of, you know, everything that comes with it. So Monday, and it's zodiac signs. So if you like,
we'll be waiting.
Yeah. Stoked. If you want to see what your zodiac sign is for a certain thing, that's
yeah,
the time.
Sign me up. Awesome. So I need some explanations for some things that are going on.
I'm not right your now. Best source, but I'm okay. Oh. With like,
and your handles on TikTok, Instagram, and do you still post on YouTube?
I do shorts on YouTube. So they're all at Louis Levante. I think YouTube's okay. Like Louis Levante one, but you'll find it one way okay. Or another.
Awesome.
Awesome. Well, we love you.
We love you,
Thank
Louis.
Thank you so much.
I love you guys too. It. This is so fun.
Thanks for coming.
You're the best.
Yeah, of course.
I love Louis. Like
I love him. That more. Was like that literally love. He already just reposted my story and was like, love you guys. Like could have talked to you for hours.
I was going to say the same thing. I could talk to him. Like that could have kept going for so long. I looked down at the time. I'm like, how was that an hour? But wow, I love him. Thank you guys so much for listening this week. It's always so fun, but tune in next week and don't forget to leave us a voicemail. The number is 404-919-7752 and follow us on all our socials at Talk Show Podcast, TikTok, Instagram. Send us a DM. Let us know what you want to hear about. Any ideas? Any thoughts, questions, concerns? Maybe I never wear orange again because I look like really washed out. And then who you want us to talk to and stuff like that. Open inbox, big time. And we read all the DMs. Thank you guys. See
you next
week. Thank
you so much.
Talk to you soon.
Talk.
Talk. Listen to Talk Show with Remy and Connor on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Talk Show with Remy and Connor is a production of Cavalry Audio and iHeartMedia. Produced by Margot Carmichael. Executive produced by Remy Bader, Connor Wood, Dana Brunetti, and Keegan Rosenberger. Audio editing by Josh Windisch. Woohoo!